Numbers, chapter 5. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel, that they put out of the camp every leper, and everyone who has a discharge, and whoever is unclean for a soul. Both male and female you will put out, outside the camp you will put them, that they do not defile their camp, where I stay in their midst. And the sons of Israel did so, and put them out outside the camp, as Yahweh spoke to Moses, so the sons of Israel did. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, when a man or woman will commit any sin that man commits, so as to trespass against Yahweh, and that soul will be guilty. Then they will confess their sin which they have done, and he will make restitution for his guilt in full, and add to it the fifth part of it, and give it to him in respect of whom he has been guilty. But if the man has no kinsman to whom restitution may be made for the guilt, the restitution for guilt which is made to Yahweh will be the priest's, besides the ram of the atonement, by which atonement will be made for him. And every heave offering of all the holy things of the sons of Israel, which they present to the priest, will be his. And every man's hallowed things will be his, whatever any man gives the priest, it will be his. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, If any man's wife goes aside, and commits a trespass against him, and a man has any sex with her, and it is hid from the eyes of her husband, and is kept close, and she is defiled, and there is no witness against her, and she is not taken in the act. And the spirit of jealousy passed over him, and he is jealous of his wife, and she is defiled, or if the spirit of jealousy passed over him, and he is jealous of his wife, and she is not defiled. Then the man will bring his wife to the priest, and will bring her oblation for her, the tenth part of an ephah of barley meal, he will pour no oil on it, nor put frankincense on it, for it is a meal offering of jealousy, a meal offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance, and the priest will bring her near, and set her before Yahweh. And the priest will take holy water in an earthen vessel, and of the dust that is on the floor of the tabernacle the priest will take, and put it into the water. And the priest will set the woman before Yahweh, and let the hair of the woman's head go loose, and put the meal offering of memorial in her hands, which is the meal offering of jealousy, and the priest will have in his hand the water of bitterness that causes the curse. And the priest will cause her to swear, and will say to the woman, If no man has lain with you, and if you have not gone aside to uncleanness, being under your husband, then be innocent from this water of bitterness that causes the curse. But if you have gone aside, being under your husband, and if you are defiled, and some man has lain with you besides your husband, then the priest will cause the woman to swear with the oath of cursing, and the priest will say to the woman, Yahweh will make you a curse and an oath among your people, when Yahweh makes your thigh to fall away, and your body to swell. And this water that causes the curse will go into your insides, and make your body to swell, and your thigh to fall away. And the woman will say, Amen, Amen, and the priest will write these curses in a book, and he will blot them out into the water of bitterness. And he will make the woman drink the water of bitterness that causes the curse, and the water that causes the curse will enter into her and become bitter. And the priest will take the meal offering of jealousy out of the woman's hand, and will wave the meal offering before Yahweh, and bring it to the altar. And the priest will take a handful of the meal offering, as its memorial, and burn it on the altar, and afterward will make the woman drink the water. And when he has made her drink the water, then it will come to pass, if she is defiled, and has committed a trespass against her husband, that the water that causes the curse will enter into her and become bitter, and her body will swell, and her thigh will fall away, and the woman will be a curse among her people. And if the woman is not defiled, but is clean, then she will be innocent, and will conceive seed. This is the law of jealousy, when a wife, being under her husband, goes aside, and is defiled. Or when the spirit of jealousy passes over a man, and he is jealous of his wife, then he will set the woman before Yahweh, and the priest will execute on her all this law. And the man will be innocent from iniquity, and that woman will bear her iniquity.